Welcome to the Astrology Oddcast with me, Francesca Oddi. We're going to talk about the week beginning the 6th of September until the 13th of September. It's a chill week. There's no full moon. There's no new moon. I'll just walk us through the aspects. We'll talk about the Mercury Kazemi tomorrow and the vibe of the week. But to be honest, I mean, let's do that. Let's do that straight away. We start with the Mercury Kazemi. And then I'm going to talk about yesterday, with the Venus changing direction and Jupiter changing direction, because I think that was very interesting. I know I spoke about it at length in the last podcast, but what I would want to discuss is the fact that the two things happened on the same day and the relationship between Venus and Jupiter. So I will come back to that at the end. So Wednesday, we have the final quarter moon in Gemini, which began with an eclipse in June 10th, 2021. So that's actually a big story. Wednesday. Okay. Wednesday's a big day. I take that back. Because not only do we have the Mercury Kazemi, we have also the final quarter moon. So they're quite far apart. One's at 4 in the morning US and one's at 3 p.m. US. But still, and by US, I mean Eastern Standard Time. Either way, I think, again, I spoke about this briefly in the last pod. Look back. There is a story unfolding that began June 2021 that formed a critical junction March 2022, full moon at the end of in December last year, 2022. And then here we are at the final quarter. There's a story there. So look into that. I expect any moon cycle that began at an eclipse, there is normally something spicy to it. There's something punchy to it. And I'd be curious. I'd be very curious, particularly if you're a Gemini, particularly if your birthday is about the 10th of June or December or March or tomorrow or September, the 10th of September, excuse me. By tomorrow, I mean Virgo. So you'll have to bear with. I'm roasting here. I'm in Portugal on a family holiday. I am on my sister's bed because my room is very echoey and marbly, and the whole villa is echoey and marbly, and they are all down there being loud. So that's fine. I'm hiding out for as long as I can. And tomorrow we have a Kazemi. Okay, what's a Kazemi? It's the sun and any planet within 17 minutes of arc. 360 degrees in a circle. Bear with, listen, I know it's boring. 360 degrees in a circle, 12 signs of the zodiac. Each sign of the zodiac has, therefore, 30 degrees. And each degree, one tiny degree that you can see on a projector, is broken down into minutes, 60 minutes. And those teeny, teeny minutes, we break them down into 17 minutes of arc. Whenever planets are within 17 minutes of arc, they are like, woo, tight. And the sun is hot and feisty and powerful, as you know, because it makes things hot. It's the sun, it's the giver of all life. And when planets are tightly aligned with the sun, they get a superpower. Some astrologers would argue that this only happens when planets are retrograde. We very recently had the Venus Kazemi that got a lot of press on Instagram. And I did do some posts on my grid if you want to read about it. Or maybe I spoke about it. I can't remember what I did, but it was all over the internet. So if you're into astrology, you probably heard about it. Mercury Kazemi happens more because Venus only retrogrades once every 18 months, whereas Mercury retrogrades all the bloody time, like once a quarter. So we have this day of power. And we not only have Mercury, the planet of communication, you probably know that. If you don't, then I'm telling you. Mercury rules communication, how we process information, how we think, how we exchange ideas. And Mercury retrograde in Virgo, in his own sign, in the middle of Virgo season, is a very, very mercurial day. It would be great to get contracts signed and sorted tomorrow if you're sorting anything. Compounded, because Mercury rules two signs, okay? Planets rule signs of the zodiac. And Mercury rules both Gemini and Virgo. The moon will be in Gemini. The sun will be in Virgo. Mercury Kazemi. Interesting day tomorrow, everyone. Wednesday the 6th, or hopefully today as you listen, actually, because the pod will be published on Wednesday. And maybe it was nothing. Maybe it's just great and you get a parking spot. Maybe you just have a free-flowing day, but maybe you have a conversation that needed to happen. Maybe you sort out all your admin in an hour and then you have the rest of the day off because apparently it's pretty hot at home. And maybe there is some, I think, given that this is also the final quarter moon in Gemini that began at an eclipse in Gemini, the sign of communication and connections, like forming connections, I would, if you've got somebody you want to reach out to, or there's a job you're pitching, we're in a very practical season here. You know, we've got Jupiter in Taurus, we've got the sun in Virgo. Taurus is an earth sign, Virgo is an earth sign. There's a lot of practicality out there. If you're pitching, if you're doing anything practical, Wednesday is beautiful for getting it out there, which means I really have to say that I will be doing the Cosmic Club, we'll be opening the doors of the Cosmic Club for a few days in September. That's the last time I'll be doing it this year. I'll do it again in January, probably. Then it'll just be, I think it'll just be an annual thing that I'll open the doors, because it's really nice seeing people make friends. And, you know, like at school, people make friends and it's great to get new people in, but you have to bed in new people. So I'll see how it goes. It'll be either twice a year or once a year. But at the minute, as I'm finding my feet, how to structure the club, with like how many events, how long do they want them to be, do we want it in real life things, do we like the psychic nights, do you want to do your own stuff, all of that. I'm just annoying everyone at the minute, asking them for feedback. The feedback will stop soon, but feedback is just gold, you know, it's just gold. And so yeah, just letting you know, because it's important to let you know at the Mercury Kazemi. Okay, I think it's interesting. I've said enough there. Thursday the 7th, I love a Thursday. The moon will be doing some fairly tricky aspects, I'll be honest. The moon will sextile Chiron and square Neptune. But if you're relaxing, if you're meditating, if you're feeling your thoughts and not just thinking them, and if you are willing to acknowledge, not to believe everything you think, that there are actual energetics at play, and some, you know, if you're hungover or hormonal, your thoughts will be more negative than if you're well-fed and well-rested. Understanding that is really key on Thursday. That's a really key bit of information to feeling nurtured and understanding how you will communicate with life. Friday, September the 8th, the moon will be in Cancer, where she will trine Saturn and then the sun will trine Jupiter. I like this. I wrote productive in my notes for this. I think that's a cool, yeah, it's very productive, obviously, if you speak planets, because Saturn is like, get shit done. Jupiter is opportunity. Yes, he's recently retrograde, but because he's recently retrograde, he's still extra powerful because it's recent. It's not just like a swimming, drifting, introspective, what do you believe? It's more of a, go on, have a go, you know, throw enough shit at the wall and something will stick. Sorry, but it's kind of true, that vibe. So yes, that Jupiter retrograde, planets retrograde are introspective plays of the planet. And of course, not everybody, I'm not expecting you to speak planet to understand what every planet means. If you do want to do Learn to Read Your Birth Chart, I think it's still on offer, I'm not sure. But I did have a summer offer on. I think I left the offer on until September the 11th, basically, when I get back from holiday, but I can't be sure. So you can ask Heidi at support@francescaoddy.com if you're interested. But Jupiter rules Sagittarius, travel, education, philosophy, beliefs, ideas. What gives you meaning? You know, if you believe in what you're selling, you're very able to sell it. That's why Sagittarius make the best salespeople, if they are believing what they sell. And that's why company culture is such an interesting thing. So what is your company culture? What is your personal culture? What is it that you believe? What is your motive for your decisions? I think that's a really Jupiter retrograde thing that you might be pondering, particularly at the minute, because he's stationing. And then it'll just go on and on. I've said this before, but the outer planets retrograding, I don't think it's a big deal. But maybe it's just because I'm not finely tuned enough to it yet. I think the internet loves a retrograde and loves talking about a retrograde, but that doesn't mean that it's the be all and end all. Do you know what I mean? And so, yeah, but Friday's productive. We will eventually then, the moon will square Mars, who's in Libra, and have a very healthy, cooperative interaction with Mercury. The question is, so yeah, Friday, I'm just sticking with very productive. Do things, make things happen, organize yourself, don't sit about. It's a great day for doing. Saturday, less so. Saturday has some lovely aspects, but there is a little bit of confronting, moon square Chiron. There can be a little bit of bittersweet, little bit, but other than that, moon's in Cancer. See your family, see your friends, call up somebody from that you've not spoken to for a while. That's only supported by the fact that Mercury is retrograde, and in places of the world, Mercury will still be in a wide sextile to the moon. So I think Saturday, yeah, is a nice day for just acknowledging the people you love and talking to them, picking up the phone, seeing them. There's something slightly bittersweet to it though. Sunday, I've written kind of intense. I think that's just because the moon opposes Pluto, and I always find that quite intense. And I always see the collective finding it intense, not just me. The moon is your feelings, Pluto is fear of the depth of your feeling. But it can also be a release. But this happens once a month. It's the moon. This isn't the sun opposing Pluto. It's not like, it's not really, really intense. It's fleeting. Lunar aspects are fleeting. And that's all we got this week, really, apart from the sun making a lovely trine to Jupiter, which does speak to productivity and opportunity all week. Travel, seeing things differently, new perspectives, and sunshine. most of you are listening in the UK. Sunshine, just, it's just kind of, it's a nice week. The sun in earthy Virgo is trine to Jupiter, who's pretty powerful because he's stationing retrograde, and Venus is also stationing. Venus on Jupiter are the two benefics, so the two happy planets, the two lucky planets. When a planet changes direction, it seems amplified, and we've got the two happy planets changing direction and nice weather. Go figure. I so remember this happening in 2015 when there was a Venus-Jupiter conjunction, and it was roasting hot then as well. It's wonderful. Astrology is amazing when you can see how far and wide its themes extend. Before I turn the page over, did I speak about service? I think I did. I've restarted this podcast because my brother-in-law burst in because I'm in his room. I just thought, oh, this is shit. I want it to be good. I want a podcast that I would want to listen to. And sometimes I listen back to this and I'm like, bore off to myself. Like, how is this useful? But sometimes the stories are interesting. Okay, I'm going to come back to that at the end when I talk about Venus and Jupiter. Monday, moon in Leo. Moon in Leo meets Venus exact, who is now direct. Love that for everybody. Creative, plan stuff. That's what I've written for Monday. Creative, because the moon's in Leo and is Venus's, and she's just station direct, and the moon will square Jupiter, and the moon will form a supportive aspect to Libra in Mars in creative Libra. Yeah, lovely. Build relationships with people, talk to people, get on with stuff. It's just very, very upbeat. Tuesday, there is an aspect to Uranus that could bring something out of the blue. And Tuesday, I often find Tuesday annoying. Anyway, it's Mars's day. I don't know if you all find that, but Tuesday work if tech goes wrong, because we have the moon being tricky with Uranus and we still have Mercury retrograde. Just have some patience on Tuesday, I would say, and the same for Wednesday. Just have patience. Have patience. If people are testing you, how humble can you be? Mercury retrograde in Virgo is a test of humility. If someone asks you something and you feel like, who the fuck do they think they are to ask me that? Can you just come back with, imagine you're a waiter in a five-star restaurant and someone very important is your guest and they're being annoying, but you've got to impress them. That is how we need to behave. And it's a lesson. And I felt that being working in this like five-star resort in the Maldives where I was. It was such an amazing education, because I live online and I speak to people who are interested in what I do, and to go back out into the world and to deal with customers who aren't interested in astrology and serve them and to speak to them, to get them engaged in astrology, to speak in a way that was just totally new, you know. And then again, at Happy Place Festival, I love Happy Place Festival, but it's a brand new audience who isn't into astrology, and it makes me, always makes me more mindful. How can I be more accessible? How, do you know what I mean? Because I don't want to be talking numbers all the time. One of my friends has had a mental Venus retrograde, and like she found one of my posts and has been texting me being like, oh my God, you've got to help me. And you know, the Maldives was nuts. And that's the other thing. Now that Venus is direct, I said this to the Cosmic Club this on Monday when I emailed them. Like, I knew I was busy, but it's only now I'm like kind of sitting down properly on holiday that I realized how busy I was. I think for all of us in the UK and maybe wherever you are in the world, if you live somewhere cold and then you go somewhere hot, you think you're on holiday because it's somewhere hot. And everybody else thinks you're on holiday because the photos look nice. But I wasn't on holiday. I was definitely, definitely working really hard. I was really busy. It's the same when I went to Greece last year. And Mum, and we did the TV show. Mum was like, well, you went away. I was like, yes. It doesn't mean it was on my holidays. Anyway, that's just an aside. But interesting, because it is a Venus retrograde reflection. As in, if Venus is pleasure and holiday and Venus was retrograde, I was not on my holidays. It was beautiful, but it was a challenge to rest. Really challenging. And I couldn't party because I was knackered. So I wasn't going to the bar and I wasn't going out dancing. I was putting my swollen feet up against the wall and sleeping like a bat. So that's something for me, a reflection on one of the things that Venus retrograde could be, you know, just pleasure. It wasn't really about relationships for me. I don't think. Don't think so. But, you know, interesting. What was it for you? What element of Venus did an education? What did you learn? Where have you gained new perspective? The internet's full of relationships, exes coming in, and then all the cliches, you know. But some people have been married for 30 years or 20 years or 15 years. That's not, you know, what's your insights, guys? I know, you know, you can still have new insights into how you're going to relate to one another as a married couple, obviously. Did that happen to you? Or was that not it? Was it your sister? Was it your mum? You know, was it your two mates having an argument and you're in the middle of it? Okay, excuse the racket downstairs. I hope you can't hear it. That someone's emptying the dishwasher, which I can't complain about because my meal is with my family. You know how it is. Okay, I want to round up then with this Venus retrograde ending, because Venus is now direct, happening on the same day as Jupiter stationing retrograde. I think it was really interesting that this happened on the same day, because it's a beautiful synchronicity. And also it's really hard then to separate the two events. It's very difficult to look at Venus stationing direct with a laser beam and say, okay, this is where I understand my relationships, or yay, I can date again, or I'm going to be artistic, or finally I can buy that thing. I personally wouldn't even go there until Venus is out of shadow, which is October the 7th. She's got to retrace the steps. You know, she's gone backwards in the sky, through a section of the sky, and she's got to retrace those steps. And, you know, it's a common mistake for the internet to be like, whoa, yeah, we're free. not entirely. And also, nothing happens in isolation. You know, the astrology is like baking a cake. And if you've added the mint flavor, then the mint permeates the whole cake. It's not just like in a part. The energies are the swamp we live in, the universe we live in. Therefore, with Jupiter stationing retrograde on the same day, there's a combined theme. Or I personally, at least, combine my understanding of these two celestial phenomena. So with Jupiter, the planet of the rule Sagittarius, like I've already said, higher education, travel, belief. He's king of the gods. He's got a bit of an ego. He can overstep the mark, but ultimately he blesses. He has the golden touch. He is the one who is able to make things better. He has the power. He is the king. And sometimes the king is ruthless. And sometimes the king has to make difficult decisions. And sometimes the king can really overdo it and give you too much. But Jupiter does have a really buoyant energy. And when he stations retrograde, yes, I personally believe planets are amplified when they change direction, irrespective of which direction they're changing. And I would use this an opportunity to understand the meaning, because Jupiter wants meaning. He rules the ninth house of, you know, priests and salespeople and teachers and the believers. I've already said it, but it's about faith, having faith. What do you really pray for or pray to, whatever it is? And so with Venus, then your values, and Jupiter, your faith, if I'm going to simplify it and try and make something digestible out of this, then I'd look at the Venus changing direction. I'd look at Venus changing direction and think, okay, I've learned something here about how I want to relate to people and my relationships with people and how I want to interact and what I value. And then I'd look at Jupiter and say, what gives me meaning? What do I believe in? And I'd try and entwine that. And I'd definitely look at the past few days and think, okay, what's the message I've got here? What do I want to do? And why? What's your why? Maybe you got insight into a why. Someone replied to me yesterday after I wrote this on Instagram saying, I've just been journaling for an hour and I got really clear on my why. And if spirits are up, or maybe the dust is settling, or, you know, you're going back to school, there's definitely this September energy with Mercury retrograde as well, rethinking, reorganizing, restructuring, throwing out the old shit, planning, organizing. There is a very strong element, like a very strong back to school vibe that includes some reprioritization. And whether that is dropping a hobby because you were overdoing it, or picking up a hobby that really matters to you and pursuing things that matter to you as opposed to things that you think you should be doing. I think that's one message. It could be more, but take from what I've just said what you will. I hope as I was speaking, it sparked something in you and you just had an image in your head of a conversation or a place where you've been recently, where you've just been thinking about how you want to spend your time. It could be health decisions. It could be about studying something new. It could be about your relationships or your friendships or your family or where you live or redecorating, or I don't know. Could be anything. Podcasts you want to listen to, podcasts you want to start, journals you want to write, records you want to collect, gigs you want to go and see, tickets you're going to manifest, projects you want to work on, orphanages you want to visit, fostering, maybe you want to foster. What gives you meaning? You hear it could be anything, but it's definitely a reflection, period. And something else, I'm going to end this here because I think it's time and I can hear people sharing, which means I probably need to hurry up, is you can't be reasonable with unreasonable people. Somebody said that to me at Happy Place. I met some ladies. I can't remember their names. I can't remember the birthdays and their life stories, obviously. So I won't share their life stories, but we had a really nice chat. It was just one of those moments. I'd gone over to eat and they said, oh, you know, do you mind if I join? And they joined and we chatted and it was really, really nice. It was just one of those great synchronistic moments. And one of the ladies said, you know, she tried for years to be reasonable with her ex. And in the end, she realized you can't be reasonable with unreasonable people, which is something I agree. I agree. I've never heard that sentence, but I fully agree. And I'd had a conversation with someone recently who was like, you know, we get this toxic spirituality thing, or maybe it isn't toxic. Maybe you think it's right. But there's a lot of spirituality where it's like, you got to be nice. You got to pray. You got to be patient. You've got to treat people right. You know, everything's a reflection. Everything's a projection. I get it. I totally get it. But I also get and feel that there's a certain point where things aren't going to get better unless you just ram your point hard. Because some people only receive information at a certain vibration, at a certain pelt. This is a really, really good talking point, I think. And if you've got something to say on this, I would love to hear it. Genuinely, please do let me know what you think about that, because you can't be reasonable with unreasonable people. What do you think to that? Do you think that's true? Do you think that actually, I think you can definitely be balanced. And that's the difference, is making sure you're responding and not reacting. But still, your response, can you have very, very stern, firm, boundaried responses how do you interact with people who are not unwilling to be reasonable? Because in certain situations, a lot of the advice we have is not practical. You know, or just distance yourself, or just cutting people off. There's a lot of just cut people off, or I won't allow negative energy into my life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that we see online. Cut the narcissist off. They're a narcissist. Cut them off. Really? What do you think about that? I think that is a really interesting discussion. And you know, if anyone wants to talk this through, I should probably, I think what I'll do is when I'm promoting this podcast, I will write that quote online and see if anybody wants to debate it with me on the podcast or something, because I think there's some nuggets there. And I've spoken about this before, I think online about therapy speak. One person replied being like, my husband's a therapist, and it just drives me mad because he won't engage in an argument with me because he's aloof and thinks, you know, that he can just, he's not going to engage in the emotion, your emotional madness. It's just, yeah, calm down, darling, you know, which is, again, bad examples. I'm waffling now, but you get it. Okay, that's it. Quick podcast this week. I'll be in London next week. I'll be in London making the podcast next week. So I will be able to talk about the new moon, which is very exciting because we've got the new moon and Mercury stationing direct on the same day. Other than that, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Astrology Oddcast, and talk to you soon. This has been Francesca Oddi of the Astrology Oddcast. Please do like, share. Sharing really helps. Review, do all the things that podcast people say. It's really, really important, because if the podcast wants to live and have energy, it needs everybody's love and energy. So we really appreciate that. Thank you so much, and see you soon.